Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The Imperials bring this back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, whatever you got going on. If you're happy about something, you're sad about something, you're frightened or excited or challenge or opportunity, startup, growing, or divesting, whatever's going on in your business, we got something you can read or listen to or watch there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Eva Rosenberg. She's the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy. She is the Tax Mama. TaxMama.com is her website. Eva, thanks again for hanging out with us. Eva's an original founding member of our Brain Trust, folks. Going back with us all the way back to 98, we've already had her 14th anniversary celebration here. Eva, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about Social Security numbers that are used, that are stolen, that are used improperly, people create all kinds of mayhem by using them. And if it's your Social Security number, you got a problem, don't you, Eva?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, you do. And I've been talking to people whose Social Security numbers have been stolen and what they're facing. I mean, some people are facing liens and levies on their bank accounts and so forth
because these people are doing what with their Social Security numbers?
Because they're using their Social Security numbers to work, and obviously they aren't reporting that income on their tax return, so IRS is not matching that income up to them.
Mm-hmm. So what you're saying is the Social Security numbers in question here that the bad guys are using are not made up Social Security numbers. These are stolen Social Security numbers.
They're stolen Social Security numbers. And this one lady that I was talking to who had the 10-year-old child, we kind of explored what happened, and they've been using this child's Social Security number since she was less than a year old from about three or four people that I'm talking
to. For what
purpose?
What does a child need a Social Security number for?
Well, you have to have one if you're going to claim the child as an exemption on your tax return.
Right,
and the hospital
right.
needs it for insurance purposes. So the hospital right. sends in the paperwork. And I'm suspecting that some hospitals, some employees at hospitals are grabbing these numbers and selling them because
right.
they expect the kids not to be using them for the first 10 years or
this
so.
This number's going to be dormant. This number's going to be dormant for maybe 20 years.
Except for insurance purposes, but no one's filing taxes or anything. So,
right.
so they think
wow.
they're going to be able to use it for several years.
That makes sense.
And I am tracing it back to hospitals. So, folks, be very, very careful. One of the things that you may want to do is open a bank account for your children when they're very, very young and see if there's anything going on. Because the bank will tell you when they run the Social Security number if they see any activity on it.
But you don't have to have a Social Security number before you leave the hospital with a child, do you?
Well, you can't get it that fast. But, you know, within a couple of months, you're going to need it for insurance, claims for medical purposes and so forth.
I didn't remember. I my kids are older, so I don't think when my kids were little we had that. Because I know they didn't have Social Security numbers. So you're saying in recent years, in order to file claims and take advantage of insurance for your children, they had to present a Social Security number.
And to take the child as an exemption on your tax return. It started phasing in 1980. And in the last 15 or 20 years, you've needed to have a Social Security number to claim the child altogether on your tax returns. So... yeah, it's at birth now.
Wow.
So that's very important. But
so
what's
folks
happening
protect
to people?
Check that out. I mean, this could the parents go to SSA.gov and find out what's going on with their child's Social Security number? Is there any way of tracking that?
You may be able to do that. That's an interesting thought. The other thing that you can do is run, you know, you can run a free credit check every year. And so if you run a credit check on the child's Social Security number, you'll see if there's any activity. This one guy actually used the child's Social Security number to open a bank account and make a fake deposit and pulled out $4,900 that wasn't there. And so the bank, you know, was trying to track that down.
Wow.
I've talked to people who have spent hundreds of hours trying to straighten out their finances because somebody else has ripped off their Social Security number.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this is not one of those victimless crimes that somebody, you know, some sweet helpless person is here in this country working under the Social Security number so they can make a living. You know, they are harming other people. This is a felony. Using someone
right.
else's Social Security number is a crime. And, you know, I've talked to some tax professionals who, this one woman says, well, I do this for thousands of people. And I was about ready to strangle her. Do you have any idea, you know, what you're doing with these people and what harm you're causing? You know, her problem was her client who's using a fake Social Security number is having his wages garnished.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, well, the way you stop that is stop using a phony Social Security number. Have him go get, you know, his own ID number. You know, and if he's here illegally, well, then have his employer sponsor him if he wants him that badly.
So, folks, check this out. Pay attention. Don't be naive. Don't be asleep at the wheel on this. I'll take a quick break. TaxMama.com, that's Eva's website. Check it out. I promise you won't regret it. And she and I will be right back. When we come back, we're going to talk about whistleblowers. One whistleblower got rich. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.